the first thing, they should probably stay calm, pull over to the right, and if it's nighttime and dark outside, I would cut the inside lights on, place your hands on the steering wheel and 10 and 2. If you have dark tinted windows, I would roll down all my windows so that you can have a clear view, the officer can have a clear view as they move up and they progress during the traffic stop. And I would just stay calm, and I'd listen. And instead of remarking first, I would just listen to the introduction, what's the infraction, and then I'll move forward in the conversation.
Is there anything they shouldn't do?
Get out the car. That's one of the worst things I think a person can do. Unless they're having a medical emergency, then of course they would get out the car to get some help. But that would probably be the worst thing to do, is to get out the car, fiddle around, because when officers approach a vehicle, they have no idea who they're approaching. They don't have any idea what's going on. Sometimes the person could very well, it could be a regular traffic stop. It could very well be a person who's wanted for murder in Tennessee. And so we don't know those things. So the best thing a person can do is just to stay calm, stay in the car, have the windows down, their inside car lit, and their hands in a position where they can see them.
If there is somebody who's armed, what would you prefer them to do?
I would probably say if the officer gives them direction to go in to reach for something, I would probably advise the citizen to say, "Officer, I'm going to keep my hands at 10 and 2 until you get a backup, so that we can make this really safe. I do not want to move anything until you get someone here that you can feel secure with." And I think if you do that, if the citizen says, "Listen, I'm not going to make any moves until you feel safe," I think that would have probably alleviated it. Because once you make that movement, the officer, you don't know what they're thinking. And that movement could be something so different or so scary that, although you should be trained, I imagine most officers should be trained to understand if you give a direction, you know that the person's going to follow up and do what you tell them to do. And so that's sort of kind of what we train them to do. Is if you have an instance where you feel that there's some type of a movement that is going to elevate to something higher than a normal traffic stop, you call for backup. Because the more people you have on the scene, the more officers you have on the scene, the safer you can make the scene for both the citizen who's in the vehicle as well as the officer. I am a police officer. I also live in the District of Columbia, and I drive my own personal vehicle, and I often have my weapon on. And so if I am ever pulled over, there's been times that I've been pulled over, and I've said, "I have a weapon. I am an off-duty police officer. I am going here. Please know that my gun is on my right side, but both of my hands are hanging out the window." And I make it really, really safe for the officer so they know exactly what's going on.